I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, look, it's Alan from Bananas at Large. Oh,
he added a capo to the guitar, too.
Oh, that's
great.
So
now we can play in any key you want.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Alan. Alan actually just, he came in. I think he likes us. Comes in here and visits, changes the guitar strings every now and then. And today, like he's done for the past couple of years.
I know.
He brought in with him the Sir Francis Drake Vocal Ensemble. Amanda Edelson, we've seen you a couple years in a row now, yeah?
Yes.
So, and we have a whole new crop? Or do we have any repeat offenders over here? Anybody who's been in here past years?
We have some returning students, yeah.
Tell us who we have this morning.
Okay, we have Julia, Adelina, Tilly, and Daisy.
Well, welcome, you guys. We're excited. We're fully expecting you to get us into the holiday spirit right now. What songs are we going to hear this morning?
We're going to hear White Christmas and Hallelujah.
Oh, how exciting. All right, go ahead.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Yeah. That was lovely.
Amazing.
I know. Good job. How big is the main chorus? I know you've selected just a few people because we don't have a giant studio, but how big is the main chorus, and are you guys doing performances?
Yeah, well, we finish our performances a couple weeks. I know. Mm-hmm. We do them a little early, but we've got 12 right now in our full choir, and then we've got 5 in our jazz choir.
And is it like a strenuous tryout period, like these kids are the best of the best? And
no.
Oh. Did you hear that?
I invited them.
All right, Amanda, what's the next song?
We're going to do Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that woman, of course, loves that.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. It's not a cry you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
is so good. You guys, you're so lucky to be so young and singing and music in your life, the rest of your life. It's just so nice. I think it's official. You guys have opened the Christmas season up wide.
Great job, you guys.
Yay! Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Amanda, thank you. And Chip, too. I know he's standing back there.
Hiding.
Good for you. Keep that music alive in the children and in the schools. Thank you guys so much. It's a delight to see you every year. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Actually, shedding a tear.
I know. Every time you guys give me chills.
That's Sir Francis Drake carolers, everyone. Yeah. If you're like, hey, what's that?
Vocal ensemble.
What do I hear?
Yeah.
They sound like angels, but they're actually just kids
from up the road. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Very
so nice. Hey, I wanted to mention on Jane's show, she had, I know.
Jane,
you're playing a game called. So she did an interview with Miley Cyrus the other day, and it's up at RadioAlice.com. Yep, so if you want to hear her interview.
I do.
And speaking of killer singers.
Were we? Oh, right.
Well, we went from the Sir Francis Drake vocal ensemble to Miley Cyrus
right,
and now
okay.
to Pink. We've got some Pink
Another
tickets.
Another angel.
Right now, we'll take caller number 9-800-400-3697 to give you a pair of tickets to see Pink on April 17th at the SAP Center in San Jose. Jane has another pair. Jane, again, coming up at 4:05 if you want to win that. And, geez, in 1 hour.
7:07. I've been so weary of the song Hallelujah. Those girls brought tears to my eyes. Thank you so much.
That's strong finish on that one, girls. Yeah, that was just boys.
Nice harmony.
Yes, just
so
gorgeous.
Good. Legit
gorgeous.
People are saying.
That was great. It's funny because I love that tune, but I actually, when they said Hallelujah, I didn't expect it to be that Hallelujah. Right. It was, you know,
right.
Some other Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Like angels we have heard on high.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Right. Anyway, now we get into some celebrity shows. I have time for a few things. Oh, I have plenty of time. Look at that.
Lots of time.
Yeah. Billboard did their list of the 10 best songs of 2018. So, actually, they did their list of 100 best songs. I've got 10 of them here. Unlike most of their lists, though, this is just straight-up opinion. So these are the people who work at Billboard, and I don't know, their friends, who have decided that these are the top 10 songs.
I like it. You'd like to think that the people who work at Billboard love music. They're there for that reason.
Right.
And also can, because sometimes people who love music outthink the room and they go, oh, the best thing is this. And everyone else goes, who the hell is that? So you'd like to think that they can also keep in mind that, you know, naming the person no one's heard of isn't right. doing anybody any good.
Well, and look, you know, these are professionals in the music biz.
Right.
And they measure each of their responses against all of the others. And this is what they came up with. Here's the top 10, according to the pros at Billboard.
Good.
Number 10 is The Middle, Zedd, Maren Morris, and Gray.
In the middle.
It's good.
This is a solid tune.
Mm-hmm.
The Middle. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Whoa. Go. They have a Kacey Musgraves song at number 9. It's called High Horse. I don't know this one.
Me neither, but
I like it.
It's funny because it's never been featured in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100, right?
But it's a fave of everybody there at the Billboard.
It sounds like a hit, though.
Yeah, sure. Kacey Musgraves is a country chick?
I believe so.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it.
I know. That certainly doesn't scream country. Troye Sivan, My. That's what they have at number 8. So
I haven't heard this.
We played it one time.
Did we?
We have, yes.
Yeah, we've played it. You know, the thing about him is he's an actor, too.
What's his name again?
Troye Sivan. He's in that movie. I think Nicole Kidman plays the mother. The son is the kid from Manchester by the Sea, and they send him to a conversion camp because he's gay, and they're, you know. And I think Troye is one of the other kids there.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy erased.
Oh, that's it. That is it. And I think it's based on a true story, too. So it's a... it's a movie. I don't know if it's out already. And Hooman's leaving the room. So I may never know. But it's But he's also an actor, so Troy is a singer and actor.
And by the way, going back one, Kacey Musgraves, I've never seen her. Beautiful lady, though.
Oh, very pretty.
She doesn't look like a country star, but certainly...
Is that what they're saying?
There's a lot of... No, they're not saying that, but I'm just saying she doesn't... There's no cowboy hats here.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, there's no denim.
Calling her country singer.
Okay.
Number seven on Billboard's opinion list of the top ten, they have put Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, Shallow. Number six, they have Childish Gambino's This Is America.
He's got some nerve singing with her, doesn't he?
Stop it.
Well, I mean, seriously, you hear that lady let it rip like that.
I know.
How do you take to the mic after that and
do
your
shallow, la 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 la.
Frankenstein's on mic now.
La 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 la. And the shallow, la la la.
Jesus.
This Is America. Okay. Not again, Bryn. That joke's over. Play Sandy back. Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay. Hey, look. He's the one who believed in her. He's the one out of 100 that believed in
and
her.
And the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la. Okay. Seriously? You've got to stop.
Thanks, Bradley.
Please stop it. Number six on this list, the Billboard employees picks for the top 10 songs. Childish Gambino, This Is America. Drake is number five, Nice for What? Tabo. Papo.
Tabo.
Ariana Grande, Thank You Next, they have for their number four song. This is not on the list.
All right, fine.
We talked about this song a little earlier. Number three is Boot Up. Keep going. Oh. This is the best part. Boot Up. Boot Up. Boot Up. LMA. Boot Up is number three. They've got Travis Scott, Sicko Mode at number two.
Give me a loo.
And Billboard Magazine's employee poll. Their 100 best songs is topped by Cardi B, J Balvin, and Bad Bunny. I like it like that. All right, there it is. According to Billboard, that's the biggest song of the year.
That was the number one.
That's their number
one. Wow, yeah. Offset and Migos nowhere in the top 10.
Nope.
Ooh.
Or Girls Like You, which was on at number one forever.
Right. Yeah, right. This is just opinion poll, you know? This is just the songs they like. I like that Boot Up song.
You do?
It's funny because I forgot how much I liked it. Then we were listening to it maybe this morning or something. It came up. I don't know. You played it for some reason.
Yeah, we did play it, but I forget why.
Oh,
yeah.
Because of Shawnee.
Oh, Shawnee Wani.
Oh, right.
Because he said not boot up. That's right. Yeah. I just like it. It's a nice one. Hey, Imagine Dragons are going to play a free Treasure Island show as part of College Football Championship.
Yeah.
That's at the stadium, Levi Stadium.
Right.
The college football.
The national championship.
But I don't understand how come Imagine Dragons isn't playing there and they're playing at Treasure Island.
They just didn't feel like driving that far, I guess.
Found out how bad the parking is.
This is the halftime show.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's, I mean, is there a better overhead shot than Treasure Island? I mean, that's a really cool location.
I know, it's great.
So if you're going to just show that, I know that... I want to say it was Kendrick Lamar did it last year, and it was about the music from Panther.
Black Panther.
Uh-huh. And it was well attended. Like, you could see they're making this a thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it just like the Super Bowl. They're going to make the musicians a featured part of the event.
It has not yet been announced how fans can get their hands on the tickets for this. This is, though, the halftime show, so if you're at the stadium, I guess maybe they'll just pipe it in or, you know, show video of it. Because certainly no one at the game is going to be able to make it up to the halftime show and then make it back.
No.
But ESPN is saying this. Tickets of some sort will be required to get on the island. Details to secure those passes will be shared closer to the event, according to the press release. January 9th. This is for the college playoff national championship.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a big event.
It is a free show, too. You know, I've been hearing a lot about Treasure Island. Like, they're talking about putting a toll there to get on and off the island. And
there are people that live there, though.
Right. Well, maybe those people will be exempt. I'm not sure. But they say there's about 2,000 people that live on the island now, and that's going to go up to something like 80,000. They're going to build tons of housing out there. So that'll be great for traffic.
You said 80,000?
Some crazy amount. Wow. Maybe less than that. I don't know. But I heard it on KCBS. It was early. I was vulnerable. I was on the edges.
Maybe there's a fairy.
I don't even awake for... Yeah, they were talking about that, too, like how to get maybe some ferry service in there, which would be great. It's 1 o'clock.
Wait a minute. How did we end up on that?
I don't know. We played the KCBS sounder. So, this is cute. Imagine a galaxy far, far away, but Ed Sheeran's still in it. On Tuesday, the Sun newspaper reported that Ed Sheeran has a role in Star Wars Episode 9.
Oh, no. Oh,
he ruined Game of Thrones, though, didn't he?
Oh,
no, he didn't ruin it. It's going to be in theaters a year from now. He is going to be a stormtrooper, so don't worry.
Oh, good.
Unless he's got tufts of orange hair coming out his eye holes or something, you're not going to know it's him.
You
will not notice he's there. None of this has been confirmed, so it's still a rumor, but they do say that a lot of people have jumped into these stormtrooper costumes, and probably there are contests all over the place where you can be a stormtrooper.
Didn't you tell us Daniel Craig?
Uh-huh. He's one. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I think he was in one, too. There have been a few people, though, that have been in Star Wars. Oh, this is the... Great. So, you know, this is stupid that they put him in. And even stupider
Bradley,
was that...
Bradley Cooper on background vocals here.
Sha-la-la-la-lo. Sha-la-la-la-lo.
People said, stop picking on Bradley.
Sha-la-la-la-la-lo.
Oh,
sha-la-la-la-lo.
Do you get any more lucky than Bradley Cooper? My God.
I know.
Handsome beyond belief.
And sings like that. Oh.
At least he's bad at something, right? God.
Sha-la-la-lo. Matt Damon. So, yeah, that's that was not... I don't know. It didn't bother me that Ed Sheeran was in Game of Thrones, but I can see how it took you out a little bit. And there's no way.
Oh,
there's no way that Arya would have ever stopped her horse in the forest with a group of, you know, six. She finds the only troop of non-marauding and raping and pillaging men on Earth in Westeros. So sure she's going to stop.
Well, she heard them singing and went, these guys couldn't hurt anybody.
It's the new one. It's a good one.
She is a badass, too, so, you know.
I suppose she felt like she could take care of herself. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth lost their home in Malibu to one of the California wildfires. But all their animals are safe, and that is thanks to Liam. He rescued their 7 dogs, 4 horses, 2 pigs, and 3 cats, and he was rewarded handsomely for his efforts. She said, I have never loved him more for this. He was so incredible. He got a lot of action for saving the animals. We had to make sure he knew I was very, very grateful.
Sweet.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You like to see the menu open up in those moments, right?
Can't it just be the same menu?
No,
and
you got it. How's that?
I don't understand why everything has to, you know, get scarier.
It's special, Sarah.
No.
It's scary.
Let's
get
remind
out of here.
People that Jane's interview with Miley is at RadioAlice.com.
Yes, that is correct. Jane, she's got an interview. Go.
What?
Go, I got my album. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Oh, my goodness.
What the hell is going on? I don't know.
She's gurgling.
I'm out in the shop.
Yeah.
Just a quick preview of what's coming up.
Oh, we have the movie review coming
right.
up.
Right.
So we take the first place position back.
I give up. I'm done. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll do some year-end Google search information. Also, I never got to the teenager hero and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. One more time, thanks to Sir Francis Drake Vocal Ensemble. Just such nice people. Just bringing the Christmas spirit in here. All good. Bananas. Alan's so great. Yeah, so laid back.
He really is.
He's just like, yeah, hey guys. Yeah.
Chill dude.
I'm just here to, you know, make all your musical instruments work perfectly.
Oh, hold on. Some celebrity is texting me. Let me get back to him real quick.
Hold on. I just need to.
He's got, like, him. He was texting with Joe Satriani this morning.
Oh, that's the name I was going to use when you said some celebrity. I was going to say Joe Satriani.
Yeah, that's one of his friends.
I love Joe so much.
Well, you know, the guy from the music store is the guy you want to be friends with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're Joe Satriani. You're like, that guy. Mm. I like him. He finds the right thing. Because, you know, Alan's going all around looking at. He'll see something. He's like, oh, Joe would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
And then charge him 10 times the amount.
No.
I'm kidding, Alan.
Stop it.
Hey, so what did he do? He restrung the guitar?
Yeah, and he gave us
the guitars.
Play it a little bit. Go ahead, Brittany.
No, I'm just looking at the cable.
And then he, I don't know who had been touching the amp, but the amp was a disaster.
He put the settings back to normal.
Oh, good.
Yeah, please, you know, other DJs, don't touch our stuff. I know it's sitting in here and you're bored.
But it's staring at them.
Just don't touch it. Just put a little sign on there and just go, please don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to all of them for coming by. I wanted to mention that we are looking for spring interns. Mm-hmm. We need you. You need us too. We're going to kickstart your career. Just think this, you know, you'll be some big deal DJ somewhere or whatever it is that you want to do. We have a ton of people working in this building, in town, and far beyond who used to be interns on our show.
Whether it's news or sports.
Yeah. And Yuzi, so you're totally proactive with people, like reaching out to other contacts that you have. You've placed a lot of people. We're like a job placement.
We are.
Basically. So if you can get college credit and you're over 18, send an email to yuzette@radioalice.com. A little cover letter and resume.
Report.
What happened?
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your next visit.
Bay Club.
At bayclubhappy.com.
I was just there yesterday.
Oh.
No, not working out.
Oh. What were you doing?
I met my girlfriend for lunch. We split a wonderful cheese plate.
Mm. Nice.
I love your Bay Club.
Cheese plate.
I know, it's beautiful.
So
I always
funny.
Go there.
I was sitting there eating one time with the missus and the kid, and these two ladies right next to us sat down and got a cheese plate and some wine.
Yeah.
And they proceeded to just chit-chat at 100 miles an hour, eat cheese, and then they were like, oh, and now let's have dessert. And I was like, who does what these two are doing right now?
Kick to the Bay Club.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Sophisticated
chicks. Nice place to get together, I guess, and
it
just
really
hang
is,
out.
Yeah.
Let's just hang out at the Bay Club.
Snacks and talking and
it's a
wine.
Getaway.
I discovered a new spot near my house, too, in Burlingame.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right off the freeway if you're heading south.
I've been seeing that, Vinny. I don't know if you see it on your way home on 101.
A new Bay Club?
Southbound.
Yeah. It used to be Broadway Tennis. I forget.
Oh, the tennis court right there on the...
Huge indoor tennis court. And I saw it as I was on the freeway. Like, there's a Bay Club here? And I didn't even know. It's like 2 minutes from my house.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Yeah, so I swung by there and checked it out. Super cool.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. And I hadn't seen it.
Goodness gracious.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, Bay Club, we love you. That's clear.
There's your 5-minute plug. Shame.
Right.
Shame.
That's what you use? Use the goat now for the shame?
I just want to be part of it.
Oh. The goat is part of the shame, everyone.
Here's what's happening. Big football game tonight. If you're into the NFL, Chargers versus the Chiefs, it's a doozy. Both teams highly ranked. Both teams really good.
All right.
Google has released its annual list of top things we searched for the year. And of all the things here in America to win, it was soccer.
Yeah. What?
The World Cup. France won it back in July.
Oh,
they beat Croatia 4-2.
That was the most Googled thing of the year?
That was the most Googled thing.
Ole, 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 ole.
Number two is Hurricane Florence, which hit the Carolinas back in September. Rapper Mac Miller, who died of an overdose in September, came in at number three. Fashion designer Kate Spade, who died in June, came in at number four. Anthony Bourdain, who died 3 days after Kate, also highly searched on Google. The movie Black Panther came in at number 6. The Mega Millions results.
Oh, is that the billion-dollar one?
$1.5 billion one. Stan Lee, who passed away last month, comes in at number 8. Demi Lovato, number 9. And the midterm election results came in at number 10 of the most, the top 10 Google searches of 2018.
Wow.
Here's a few other things that Google put out there. The top news searches were World Cup, Hurricane Florence, Mega Millions, the election results, and Hurricane Michael. The top food searches were unicorn cakes. Never heard of them.
Oh, we just talked about those.
What is that? I don't know that.
Is that the drink you get at Starbucks?
No, that was the...
It was a rainbow thing. I thought we just had this conversation.
That was something different.
That was the unicorn burger or something like that.
Yeah.
That's
a hamburger that looked all gross.
Yeah.
Romaine lettuce comes in at number 2 on the top food searches for Google. CBD gummies. Is that what you take, Human?
Hey, that's me. Yeah, it is what I take, but I've stopped taking everything.
What?
You were just taking it like the other day.
Yeah, something happened where like I actually wasn't able to sleep when I took them, and I'm like, uh-oh, this stuff is backfiring.
That explains why you've been asleep.
Well,
snappy.
It might have been because
Shut
you did.
Hell up.
That's
boy!
The reason you
were happy.
Fight, fight, fight.
Are you coming down? Are you detoxing?
No, I've detoxed.
Know,
I've
human,
detoxed.
Can I ask you a question?
No,
have
no,
you recently
you can't. I'm
done
so sorry, you can't.
Any of your caffeine enemas?
Yeah, remember I. Well.
Yeah, no, there you go.
A secret show, Sarah. Don't ask a question you don't know the answer to.
Well, I'm saying maybe your gummies aren't working because you're so jacked up on coffee.
Yeah, jacked up.
That's a good point.
Yeah, jacked up.
Yeah,
you don't
jacked
need to,
up.
You've been kind of short lately.
Don't play the goat.
It's a cow.
Anyway, so you quit when? Like yesterday?
No, like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, that doesn't... Oh, you can't say you've quit.
So what can you say?
You quit right when you did the caffeine enema.
Oh, my... Code of shame!
You just
code
said yes on the
shame
air. I said, did code you do one recently?
Of,
you said yes.
I'm looking away. I don't want to be involved. I don't know.
Who in?
Put
the
it
answer
on.
I think that you
put
might
it
have...
On the cone.
We don't have it
I don't
anymore.
Want your
I
theories.
Had to throw
you don't know
it
anything.
Out. Yeah, it got
about
moldy.
Medicine or anything.
It got moldy. Mm-hmm. The cone of shame.
No, it was just all janky. It was
you threw it
broken
away?
Yeah, it's when gone. I got rid of all kinds of stuff
that
in the office.
Bit
you
was
guys
no
didn't even
good
notice.
Anyway.
Like,
I
agree.
Of course not. Who wants to wear a darn dog
right
cone?
So what's going to be the consequence now? If something...
Yeah. Take off your shirt.
Why don't we just
see what
you get kicked in the face by Bryn.
Oh.
That sounds fun, except for...
Kick her in the face.
Bryn. I don't know if it's legal anymore.
Can we put in a mouthpiece so our teeth don't get knocked out?
No.
Oh, we gotta get our teeth knocked out. I don't agree to this.
We should get a gag ball.
Anyway.
Oh, that'd be funny.
The top food searches.
We need 6 of them.
Exactly.
Were unicorn cake. Oh, that was it. CBD gummies. We're back to Human.
No, we're not. Move on to the next.
Human, you might
want to
try it again. I think it was
the
caffeine.
Play
the
goat. Play the goat.
Go back to your weed.
Thank you. That's it. All right. And what's
you stoner
the next one on the list?
You need it, Human.
Shut up, Bryn.
You could use some mellowing
no
out.
No more goats.
Keto pancakes and keto cheesecake.
Keto.
Or keto, sorry. Keto pancakes and keto cheesecake.
What's that? Look that
I
up.
Don't
that
know.
Keto
that's,
diet
that's
that everybody's
like,
doing.
How do you spell keto? Is that
K-E-T-O.
Oh,
see. Yeah, that's all the rage with the celebrities, but I don't know exactly what the keto diet is.
I don't
keto
know.
Keto hell.
The top keto how-to questions were how to vote. How to register to vote. How to play Mega Millions. How to buy Ripple.
Ripple, like,
oh,
like
the coins. Bitcoin.
Oh. I thought Ripple like the drink, like that that wine.
Ripple, like from Fred Sanford or whatever.
Yeah, Ripple's like...
hardcore.
Like really gross wine, like $2 wine.
Right.
Oh, never even heard of it. I thought, I thought it was a cryptocurrency, but I could be totally...
You could be right.
You're probably right.
Oh,
right.
Goodness gracious.
Right,
look at you. What are you, rolling in Ripple?
No.
It's down.
I'm afraid to buy any of that crap.
Well, you should be.
I feel like I'm doing a great job losing all my money just being in the stock market. Hello, stock market. You suck. Don't look it up.
Stock market's good.
Mm. Is it?
Yeah,
really?
Let me check.
525
Snap. Yeah, we're all green.
Still blue.
That doesn't really mean all that much.
Yeah, it does.
Okay,
come
well,
on.
Today we're better than yesterday.
Oh, although Snap's down 1.35%. God, Jesus.
You should have sold that at 12 like I told you.
Oh, come on.
I know, it's unbelievable. There's like no coming back from it. I'm just going to
It's going to be a penny stock before
threw
I know
away
it.
Money.
How much?
Sucks. Not much. Don't worry.
And what is questions were, what is Bitcoin? What is racketeering? What is DACA? D-A-C-A. What is the government shutdown? What is Good Friday?
Oh. Oh. At least people are asking, Hooman.
And the three top beauty searches were all eyelash related, just so you know.
Oh.
You just told him to play it like 100 times.
Yeah, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, Hooman.
Movie
get,
review coming.
Get back. Oh, great. A duplex near Milwaukee caught fire around 12:15 in the morning on Monday while a woman and her two kids were inside sleeping. She woke up when she heard a loud popping sound, then saw flames in the living room. She tried to put out the fire but couldn't and suffered burns to her arms. It sounds like she might have health issues because the fire started near an oxygen tank.
Oh, my God. Lucky it didn't explode.
Yeah, there's a lot of luck going around here. So luckily no one died because of her 15-year-old son, who's a hero and saved everybody.
Oh, my God, what happened?
First, he got his 11-year-old sister out. Then he ran back inside for his mom and also called 911. But he still wasn't done because after they were both out, he ran into another apartment in their duplex and saved his aunt, who is legally blind.
Oh, my God.
Firefighters say there must have been quite a bit of smoke when he did it, and the fire was really hot, and he showed a lot of bravery running back in, not once, but twice. Hero boy, everyone.
They're out there, the heroes. Look for the heroes. Mm. Praise the heroes.
That's pretty neat, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said he was 15?
15 years old. Mm. So it's a beautiful day. It's, I don't know.
It is a beautiful day.
Coming on 9 a.m. And there's rain on the in the forecast. So enjoy today.
Oh, right.
Like, enjoy
weekend.
It right up. There's rain in the forecast for the weekend.
Yeah. What time's the rain starting tomorrow?
I feel what? Like it said late afternoon.
Come on. What well, time? Let me check.
Thank you. I'm going to a party tomorrow.
Whose party?
Someone's birthday party.
Who? Who is it?
Well, I don't know who's invited.
Oh, not.
Oh, don't.
No,
that's not your fault. They invited you. You're a radio
Hot
show
Danielle.
Host. Hot ass Danielle.
Right.
Happy birthday.
I'm at a very small gathering, but the view from her house is freaking fantastic.
Bet.
And so I'm hoping it won't be pouring up. I want to stand out on her deck and go, oh, I wish I lived here. Oh, my gosh, it's the best house.
Is there anybody who has a more appropriate nickname than she does?
Hot ass Danielle.
Jesus.
I know. She is so hot.
Saw her at our party on at Winterland, just mm-hmm. smoking hot.
She yeah. always is. Even just wearing yoga pants.
Yeah. No, I know.
Every single thing.
Right.
You're like, are you kidding?
And every picture. She's so freaking photogenic. It's so annoying being in pictures with her. God.
And she does all the cool stuff, too. Like, when we were at the show, she's like, oh, my top's falling down. I'm like, oh, come on. You're killing me.
Jesus. She was taking a picture. We were downstairs going to the bathroom, and some listeners are like, Sarah, can I get a picture? And I stand, and we've got an arm around each of them, and I'm looking at Danielle, who's taking the picture, and her nipple's just out. I'm like,
is that right?
I walk over after the bathroom.
So it was happening the whole night.
She wearing a tube top?
She wearing a tube top. I'm like, oh, my God, Danielle. Try to just keep them in.
Nice, Danielle.
She's all, what?
That's...
I love that girl so much.
It really is.
She is just, life happens to her.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's all looks good on her.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to her house and I don't want it to rain.
Here are some of the ways to be more like hot ass Danielle.
Okay.
Here are the 10 most common regrets. Don't let this happen to you.
Okay.
No, the number one most common regret is worrying too much.
Yes. Don't spend your whole life worrying.
Sometimes you need to, and I think it's good for you. But if it's just crippling, then yes, you've gone way too far.
I have been that person who just worries about everything all the time. Things that might happen or probably won't even happen. You just like waste all this time.
Well, look, I think that there's some worry is how you learn how to be prepared.
Sure.
That's how you learn how to go, okay, you know what I need? an extra pair of underwear or whatever the thing is where
but
you're
then
like.
You get, you know, take care of the things that you're worried about and don't worry about the things that you can't do anything about.
Right. Because that's where the worries come, like packing or someplace where you're like, oh, am I gonna have enough underwear? I don't know.
You'll have enough. Don't worry. I used to always tell my kids, like, I'm worried about blah, blah, blah. Be like, let me do all the worrying. Just tell me what you're worried about. I'll worry about it for you.
That's good.
Because I'm already worried.
Did it work?
You know, supposedly.
All right. Good.
I don't care what their worries are now. You know, they're too old. Worry about your own
stuff.
They
need some worries. You know, that person that's got no worries, you look at them and you go, you know what? That's not living either.
Agreed.
That whole letting go of the wheel and letting everybody else handle everything, that's no way to live either.
It seems really inviting at times.
Sure
though.
It does, except that, you know, everyone around you finally goes, let that guy hit the wall. Mm. Had it. Every time with
let him try and grab the wheel for a while.
God.
Done worrying about my stuff and his stuff.
Right.
Don't you worry. Don't worry, baby.
At the top of the list of the most common regrets also is losing touch with old friends.
Yeah.
Not saving money.
Yes, you will regret that.
Yeah, you will.
Even if it hurts now, put some away. Start an IRA at the very least.
Not exercising. Not meeting up with friends more often. Smoking. On the list of most common regrets.
I regret ever picking up a cigarette.
Well, you liked it for a little while, though.
Sure, I mean, did I like it enough to really, you know, it's, boy.
But you're going
to
quit any minute, right?
Well, as soon as I run out of these cigs, I'm
going
to have to.
Oh, you're not going for another brand?
I tried a couple other brands. I don't like them. And so I bought a big pack of Nicorette gum.
All right. Let me get some of that off you.
Here.
You got some Nicorette gum on you?
Yeah.
All right.
You're going to have it?
I love Nicorette gum. I mean,
sure
I don't have any.
Wake
it's
up
probably
your...
a bad idea. Yeah,
yeah I'm not
right.
giving it to you.
Oh, what's going on right now? You're going to give it to him?
Well, I did question it.
Yeah, don't give it to him.
That would be crazy.
Boy.
He's all, I liked the sting.
I did like the sting. Like you bite into it and it's all like an electric, like when you lick a battery almost.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
I've never licked a battery before.
Yeah,
but you
have.
Lick them to tell if they're.
A 9-volt.
Yeah, to see
I
if it's.
No.
Yes, you have.
That's you how you can tell if there's juice.
I use an electric tester.
Oh,
the
good
voltage
for you.
Meter.
Oh, you're
like,
amazing.
Oh, okay.
For you.
I don't want to hook it up to that. I just go.
It wasn't a brag.
Yep,
I was
this one's fine.
That's how I do it.
This is how we do it.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm kind of out of time.
Yeah, well, we have a little time on the other side for some more
text.
All
right, I'll do the text on the other side.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.